Hi, pal. Welcome to I've Got Your Back, the podcast. My name is Michelle Sutherland, and this is a place where I want to empower and inspire you to tap into the deepest desires of your heart and discover the magic within. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode on I've Got Your Back, the podcast. I know I say this every episode, but I am so excited about this one, which is actually coming to you on Earth Day, which is a really, really important day for lots of reasons. And I'm so excited to welcome on Andrea Chase from Arbonne, who is the Vice President of Corporate Responsibility and Social Impact. Hello, welcome.
Thank you, Michelle. So good to see you and so good to be here.
Oh, it's so good to have you here. I've been wanting to do this episode for so long. We really tried to get it in B Corp month, but we couldn't. But I think it's even more fitting that we've got it here live on Earth Day, which is super cool, on the 22nd of April. But the reason I wanted Andrea on is because, first of all, from a personal point of view, being part of Arbonne for 15 years and getting to know about B Corp 5 or 6 years ago, and then obviously Arbonne becoming a B Corp a few years ago, I ended up meeting Andrea and she became my absolute bestie, but also a massive mentor. She actually helped me so much in terms of setting up Definity, which is my other business. And I can't thank you enough, Andrea, because honestly, I look back now at that time, I asked so many questions. I was asking everything. It was almost like I was taking everything out of your head from like the last 5 years, 10 years, because I really didn't know that space at all, but I had a huge curiosity. So I just want to say thank you, because you really are a wealth of knowledge. And I know that when people listen to you in this episode, they're going to feel that as well. So I just want to say thank you. It's a real honor, because you have been a massive mentor to me, not only in Arbonne, but also with Definity too.
I'm not crying, you're crying. Thank you, Michelle. You were too kind, and you know that this is my absolute passion, and building better businesses around the world is my passion. So I'm so glad that you could take the torch and do that with Definity, and now you're off doing all the amazing things on your own too.
I know. Thank you so much. So for those that are listening that don't know you, I would just love for you to just tell us about you. Like, why did you get to this point? Like, you're in this incredible role in Arbonne, but like, how did you get to this point? Where'd you come from? What's your story? Tell us.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we go way, way back, you know, the college days, I did go to college, didn't know what I wanted to do, but I've always very much loved the environment. I grew up going to marine biology camp. I grew up in Los Angeles. So I'd go off to the islands off the coast here and scuba dive and sail and learn about all of the animals. And that really has been such a core part of who I am, that and my fascination with like geology and natural systems and all of these things that have really, you know, driven me in certain directions on a human level, not necessarily a work level, until probably the last 10 years. And so when I exited college, I studied all sorts of stuff, communications, art, geology, art history, everything in between. And I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And so I ended up at my first company. And the things that I kept gravitating towards, even though I was in the marketing department at that time, were sustainability related, impact reporting, life cycle analysis for products, my goodness, everything in between, working with customers on storytelling. And I started to realize that I wanted to move into businesses that had a purpose. And so from there, I started working at a water conservation technology development company. Super sexy, I know. But I grew up in LA and we have water problems. So it really was a core need in our local environment that we needed to address. And at this time, it was the heart of when California was going through that about 5 or 6 year period of really intense droughts too. So it was a really cool opportunity for me to learn about how do governments work with businesses, especially in rebates or other things, to incentivize and teach consumers and businesses to do better in the area, specifically around water. I learned all about green infrastructure and green building and got trained in all of that and just totally became a nerd on like, how do you build better products? How do you build better buildings? How do you build a better world around us? That was actually the first company that I ever certified as a B Corporation as well. Back in 2012, so, so long ago, there were only about 700 companies in the world certified at that time. So it was very, very small. And it was this group of companies that were really redefining business around social and environmental change. It wasn't, we're just going to send money to a nonprofit to do good in the world. We want to design our business to do better through the way that we're functioning. And it just opened my eyes up and was like, why would I ever not work for a company that cares about these things? All companies should care about these things. We should all be making decisions, thinking about multiple things outside of profit. And so it changed my really whole philosophy of where I wanted to spend my time, what I wanted to focus on. And that was where I really started realizing that I really wanted to be a sustainability professional. I didn't want to be in marketing. That was what brought me to work today. That was what lit me up inside. That's what made me really happy. And around that time as well, I founded a nonprofit called Be Local Los Angeles that is focused on education in our local community for businesses to do better. And so I've built out relationships in the academic sector, helping with MBA program development, things like that around these topics of sustainability, and eventually built up a little expertise without even realizing I was doing it in the process, in my local community as an expert in the B Corp certification, sustainable building, all of these other things, product development, product launches, where I was able to start my own firm at one point in time, which is still running, although I am not actively running it. I have an amazing partner who is running it for me, and she is absolutely kick-ass, just like you, Michelle, to say the least. But it gave me the opportunity to look at where I wanted to go next. And, you know, I'd been working on this very local level for so many years, educating probably, I would say, hundreds to a thousand of people a year between academic sector, business sector, and everything in between. And then I saw Arbonne come along, and they needed somebody to come in and build a sustainability department from scratch. The company was already rooted in such a deep mission to do better for consumers, especially around ingredient policies, going above local regulations in the markets that we operate. You know, like Arbonne literally means beautiful tree. If that doesn't tell you something, for me, that was a sign. I was like, yes, this is the right direction for me since I'm obsessed with nature and that's where I want to go. And they were looking at becoming a certified B Corporation and were quite a well on their way by the time that I entered the organization. So it just seemed like kismet, like everything was meant to be, that led me to that point. And my goodness, now it's been 5 years at Arbonne and we've accomplished so much. And it has just been so much fun rebuilding. I shouldn't say rebuilding, but evolving the business to this next phase of sustainability where certifications are required, where circular economy is required, where carbon reporting is required, and really moving us to the next level in these things that I'm just a total nerd about, quite frankly.
Well, I love it. I love, and you can actually just feel the passion coming through the screen. And I love that nerd in you, like all that list of stuff that I don't even know half of it. And I'm in this space now. But it's just amazing how much you've squeezed into such, if you think about your career, how much you squeezed into that period of time and the impact that you've had in your local community. But now with this large multinational company, which is Arbonne, I'm just curious. So obviously, I mean, I can see that I'm not surprised you've been attracted into Arbonne and Arbonne's attracted you because it, you know, at that time when they were looking for somebody in sustainability to really build it from the ground up, like you had all that prior knowledge and you're very connected to nature and in the environment. So it makes sense. I would just love for you to say, in your words, you sort of touched on it a little bit when you sort of founded Be Local Los Angeles, but like, how would you describe a B Corp? Because some people might be listening to this and thinking, okay, I know about Arbonne. I didn't know the B Corp, or I did, but what does it actually mean in really simple terms? And why do you think Arbonne and B Corp were a good combination? Why do you think it? Because it happened like within 9 months, right? Which is unbelievable for a big company. So what is B Corp in really simple terms? And why do you think Arbonne and B Corp came together?
Yeah, absolutely. So a B Corp is a business. That's a very important part of it. It's a business that has been verified by the third party B Lab in a very extensive audit, which you know as well as I do, it is quite hard to go through the audit. And basically, B Lab audits these companies to ensure that they're meeting the highest verified standards of social and environmental performance. So B Corporations are really innovators in the sustainability space that have gone above and beyond local regulations to meet these third-party standards that are focused on your impact on the community, the welfare of your employees, the way that you govern your business, of course, your impact on the environment, and then, of course, how you're interacting with your customers. So it's looking at what we would call a stakeholder or mission-driven model for a business versus a financially driven model or a fiduciary responsibility driven model that is only looking at the bottom line and shareholder best interests. So B Corps are good for people, they're good for the planet. And I think that's the shortest way to say it is if you are a certified B Corp, you are working really hard in the way that you're running your business to be a force for good for people and the planet. And that really sits well with Arbonne's legacy. Our founder, Petter Mork, was focused on environmental conservation. He was focused on building better products that, you know, really protected people at a time when regulations were not phasing things out like phthalates, parabens, like all these things that have effects on us as humans. And so the company was rooted in this philosophy of good for people and good for planet. And when it became time to become a B Corp, it actually was very clear to us that we can become a mission-driven business because we were founded on these principles. And we were so clear in our own mission, which is to deliver and empower all people to flourish through sustainable, healthy living. And so it became a much easier process than you would think some other businesses that are more traditional in the sense because we had these rooted legacies that were focused on the topics that being a public benefit corporation focuses on, or that being a mission-driven business focuses on. And we were really lucky too, because our investors, Groupe Rocher, and this is really a trend that we're seeing emerging globally, investors are requiring companies that they own now to go through these things. And our investors are in Europe. We are, you know, really an American-based company. That's where our headquarters are. And so having this pressure from external entities, including our investors, is what helped propel us towards this as well. So, you know, it's a dream for me to work for a company where not only does the company care, does the CEO care, but the CEO of our investment company cares too. And it's really cool because it really shows this holistic looking at business that really demonstrates that mission-driven philosophy outside of just shareholder welfare, which is really wonderful.
Yeah, that's amazing. And why do you think, so Arbonne took approximately 9 months as a large multinational company across, what, 6 countries to get B Corp certification. Now, I know and you know that that is a real, like, achievement. Like, what was it about Arbonne that allowed us to get that first round? So obviously you have to, if you don't know this, you have to recertify as a B Corp every 3 years. So we've now recertified twice, but yep. What was it about that first time around that we did it in 9 months? Like, what was it about us then?
I mean, we were highly motivated. We were really dedicated to this. There aren't any other global certifications that demonstrate this. And so it was something that was so powerful for us that we were all in. There was just no way around it. And that meant the CEO was deeply involved in this. Our C-suite was deeply involved in this. It was, you know, we had 3 priorities, and that was one of the 3 strategic priorities for our business and still continues to be so. So it's really this dedicated focus and that integration culturally where it becomes everyone's job. It's not just my job as the head of sustainability. It is up to everyone to make decisions every day that align with our philosophies, whether it's the transportation providers that we're choosing, whether it's our suppliers that we're choosing, whether it's literally like the printer paper that we're choosing. It's so silly, but all of those little details, everybody has a part to play. And so we created this culture of contribution where everybody felt like they had skin in the game. And I feel like that when you are looking at huge, huge cultural changes for a business like that and change management, because sustainability adoption is just another form of change management, you need to make sure that everybody feels like they're a part of it and making sure that they feel inspired to be a part of it too. And so we had a lot of legs and a lot of momentum because everyone was just all in. They were so excited about it. And we even see it to this day. And this is, again, not a trend just within Arbonne, but a trend within the larger community of B corporations, that employees are trying to work for us specifically because we are a mission-driven brand, because we are a B Corp. It has become not only a point of differentiation for consumers, but consumers are global citizens who bring these values and these decisions everywhere in their life. And you see that especially in market research with younger demographics. So it's now impacting our employee populations and everything in between. So it's just become this amazing ecosystem that once we built up the momentum, we've been able to go so, so far. And without that commitment with everyone, there's just no way that we would have been able to get there within 9 months. I mean, it really was an all hands on deck approach. And it goes so far, like we include a sustainability goal in every single employee's bonus throughout the year. I mean, everybody is tied to a specific initiative to ensure that our business is always evolving and always doing better.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't know that. I love these little things that you drop in that I've not heard of yet. And I'm like, yes, we need more of that. I just wanted to ask before, because now we've been recertified twice and we've got a much higher score, which I'd love for you to talk about. I just wanted to ask, like, obviously, if we think about Arbonne, so we've got many people listening to this that will be in Arbonne community as a consultant or as a preferred client, or maybe they're thinking about it, right? Or they're just curious about Arbonne as a company. Like, and obviously we are a very big product business for like sustainable, healthy living products. Like, how does that work? Like being a B Corp and everyone sort of having this mindset, like you said, of thinking differently and making decisions differently. Like, how does that, being a B Corp, having a sort of sustainable hat on, how does that play out in our product development, for example? Have you got any examples, like our packaging, like anything like that, that you could share? Like, how does that play out and what get products for, you know, when they get the products in the hand, what does that mean?
I have so many exciting things to share. And because it's Earth Day, I can share them because our sustainability yes. report literally went live today. So yeah. all of y'all can go check it out if you are interested in really a deep dive in data of what we're doing to be a force for good. It's so, you know, product development is difficult. There are some really intense challenges around recyclability globally. You know, what's recyclable in one market is not in another, but we're working really hard to ensure that we're moving towards a circular economy. Last year, we brought on several new partners to not only measure the life cycle analysis, which tells you the carbon impact of your products, which is in our new sustainability report, go check them out. Mm-hmm. But we also brought in a new partner for North America recycling labeling, which is the highest, you know, verified standard for recyclability within Canada and North America and the United States, to make sure that our consumers knew what to do at the end of their package. Now, for those of you outside of the US, I know I live there, everybody doesn't. We're making sure that recycling information is actually on pack so everybody can look up locally, just in case that doesn't apply to them where it needs to go. So end of life is a huge part of this. And what actually ends up in a landfill can be avoided. We have an Arbonne Cycle program that has collected over 2.05 million pieces of packaging since it launched globally. Since it launched originally in 2020. And so we're really working hard to make sure that what we have not been able to address yet still will not end up in a landfill. Now, we are aspiring towards a circular economy. Everyone needs to go there. We can't keep, you know, extracting resources from the planet without making sure that they end up somewhere else later on. So we've been investing really heavily in renewable and recyclable materials for our packaging. One of the most exciting things that I am really excited about, especially as somebody who's into the ocean and is very anti-plastic in general within my own life and my own philosophies, is that we started, when I first started at the company, or I should say briefly after I joined, we started converting all of our skincare to glass from plastic. This has so many benefits, not only with product end of life, but also the product efficacy inside of the package itself. And since then we have, oh my gosh, I can't even believe it, we've eliminated 488,000 pounds of plastic from our portfolio, which is mind-blowing. I wish I had the kilogram number for you, but unfortunately I operate in pounds as an American. But it's astounding. I mean, that's a lot. That's almost half a million pounds of plastic that is just not in existence because we've made better choices, which is fantastic. Now, in addition to that, you need to make sure that any, especially around plastic, if we're using it, we want to make sure it has recycled content. So we're working really hard to, you know, build these circular economies where that tail end of the output of the recycling system is now being put back into the products. So one of my most favorite products that we actually launched last year is the mushroom powder. The mushroom powder is not only 100% organic, which is awesome from like an agriculture perspective, a growing perspective, and all of the things that go along that with the best practices, but it's also in a canister that's 100% post-consumer recycled plastic. So we're really working towards a holistic, you know, product that's not only good for people, but is good for the planet in the way that we're sourcing the materials, in the way that we're sourcing the ingredients, in the way that we're choosing the materials to be renewable and not necessarily, you know, fossil fuel derived and all of these other things in between. We are certainly not perfect. There is so much work that needs to be done for this. And for those of you that know me well, sustainability is a journey, not a destination. We will always have work to do, but we need to celebrate the little wins along the way. And those are just a few of the things that I am so proud of.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I didn't know that about the mushroom powder. A great product. I didn't actually know that about the packaging. I was just going to ask, like, from an industry point of view, because obviously we're part of the network marketing, social marketing industry. We are part of the beauty and well-being industry. I know that Arbonne sits on something called the B Corp B Beauty Coalition, which is sort of bringing together B Corp beauty brands from around the world to change the industry and change things like this, things like you're describing. I'm just curious to know, one, you know, the question that's sort of playing in my mind, even though I get all of this and I'm the same as you, I'm living that way as well. But I'm just hearing these voices like, so what? Like, so what? Like, you know, why? I know it's important because of the planet, but why is it important for us as a network marketing company, us as a company within the beauty industry and part of B Corp Beauty Coalition, why is it important for us to lead the way in a lot of these things that we are? And what is it we're doing? I know you mentioned a couple of things, but maybe talk about the B Corp Beauty Coalition and some of the things you're seeing there. And as an industry, like, why do you think we're being a bit different? I feel as if Arbonne has always been a bit different, but why do you think we're being different in this particular space?
Yeah, you know, I'm very much of the philosophy that a rising tide floats all boats, right? We have some really big problems globally on our hands. We have some existential crises on our hands. And if we're not all in it together, we're not going to get where we need to go, and certainly not in the time that we need to go on. And we're really, a lot of us within this B Corp community are, it's so funny, you know, I've worked in other sustainability communities as well, but for some reason, this community is always so giving, and it's always about, it's not ever about what do you get out of it. And I know that seems silly, but it's an amazing gift in the sense that you never know what you don't know. Like, I built Be Local LA. I never knew it was going to turn into all of these other things, but it did. Be Beauty is very much the same for us. We are driving an industry towards change, towards climate action, towards regenerative practices. We are coming together to share resources so that all of us can move more quickly in the direction that we need to go, that we believe in is the right direction for the world. And so it's not just about, you know, what do we get out of it ourselves? It's really about, how do we drive collective action to build systems of change? How do we build products and packaging guidelines that make it so they will actually be recycled and that all of us can get on board as an industry and then have the ripple effects outside of just Be Beauty into the larger industry to create changes for consumers and for companies that actually make it so we can envision and bring to life these things that we want to aspire towards. So I really am a firm believer in collective action. I think that, you know, one of my mottos, my personal mottos in life is humility looks good on everyone. Like, you should be looking around to see where you can learn from everyone around you. And this coalition brings in suppliers, it brings in beauty brands, it brings in all sorts of different perspectives to make sure that as we're looking at ingredients, as we're looking at packaging, as we're looking at supply chains, that equitability, inclusivity, and environmental responsibility is included. Now, why is this important if you don't care about being a B Corp? Like, obviously, I sit in a very firm place in the world. I know my place, I like my place, but maybe you're not right next to me and you don't agree with all the stuff that I do. Well, the reality is that, especially coming out of COVID, this whole idea of conscious consumerism has exploded. It is now seen as something that is not nice to have for businesses. It is a bottom line mandate for consumers. When you look at millennials, I'm a millennial. When you look at Gen Z below us, I mean, there are, the way that they're framing us in terms of our commitment to the environment and to equity is militant. That is the word that they keep using in market research, is these consumers are militant in their ideologies, and it is impacting not only how they spend their time as employees, but how they spend their time and their money as consumers. And so when we're looking at the evolution of business, it's really, in my opinion, this is aligning with the evolution of where we need to go and how we treat our planet and people, because all of us seem to be on board together and wanting these things. And it is really, when you look at the research, especially now with the B Corp movement growing over the last decade, consumers who know what the certification is and have seen the little stamp, the little B stamp on there, they view it as extremely hard to accomplish. So it's really a wonderful thing for us as companies that have gone through, you know, the gauntlet of this audit, because consumers are now recognizing it as extremely hard to accomplish and also extremely aligned with these conscious consumerism values and almost representing them above and beyond any of the other certifications now. So it becomes a safe choice for these value-driven consumers when they're purchasing as well. So, you know, it's really good for us as employees that we're a B Corp. I love that. That means we have different benefits. It's good for consumers because it means that we're building better products that help protect them, that help protect the planet, that are better for their health as well. But really, it's just an amazing way to make sure that, you know, we're future-proofing our business against these future needs of consumers. And that's the bottom of my list. I know that's the top of other people's list of why we do it. To me, it's the right thing to do, but we are going to be rewarded. And we are seeing, especially now that we've gone through the recertification and we're the top scoring brand in our industry within direct selling, we're seeing a lot of response around it. It's really exciting. We're seeing a lot of excitement. It's just, it feels like the time has come for us where all this conscious consumerism is coming to a head and B Corps are being recognized as leaders in that movement.
Yeah, I love that. And I would love for you to talk about our latest B Corp score, because obviously we just recertified again in January. So I would love to hear more about that in terms of our score, in terms of things we've done. Can you just share more? And I'd say again, it does feel like, I know we are like in this together as an industry and we are taking collective action, but it does feel like Arbonne is leading the way in so many ways. And as you said, we have got the highest score in our industry as like direct selling or network marketing. So can you just share like why that was? Like what did we do differently from the first go to now?
Yeah, I think it really... So first of all, as a B Corporation, let's back up a little bit. As a B Corp, you do have to recertify every 3 years. It is not a set it and forget it certification. You're constantly benchmarking, you're constantly working towards things, and you're constantly ensuring, you know, one of the key parts of being a sustainability professional is constantly ensuring the cultural adoption of this throughout your organization. It's a living thing. You have to nurture it all the time. You have to always be promoting it for people to keep this top of mind. And so as a B Corp, we recertified in 2023. And compared to our 2019 score, we actually jumped 43%. So 40 points essentially up. You need 80 points to certify. We came in at 119.9 after our latest certification and, you know, dare I say, scraped by with 83 at the first certification. We are a large business. We are a product-based business, so it makes it harder to certify. You have a lot more things you have to prove, which makes sense because we're producing actual things. But that does mean it's harder to move the needle. So how did we jump so big in such a short amount of time? And again, that's really a dedication from our teams who take this so personally into each of their jobs. And I'm so proud of all of them because they have been taking action. I mean, it's like sometimes I don't even realize what they're doing and then they surprise me with something. And all of those little things add up. We've also been very dedicated. You know, I told you I came from green building. I came from green infrastructure. We were extremely dedicated to put in green manufacturing practices as well. So you'll see in our assessment that we've earned something called the environmentally innovative business model. Credits. And that's because we are designing our manufacturing practices to be better than normal, to conserve more water than normal, to, you know, run off of clean energy, all of these things that make a big difference. And so you'll see the largest jump in our score is in the environmental impact section, where we increased 173%. A lot of that had to do with actions in, you know, understanding our supply chain better as well, because you have to ask all these questions. It can't just be about what your business is doing. It has to be about what everyone else is doing with in your supply chain. And not only on that side of the products, but the other side with our customers, what's going on with them as well? Are we helping them live more sustainably? Are we building better products that are better for them? You know, we have certified products that are non-GMO. That helps us earn credits. There are other things like our Auburn Cycle program as well. So for those of you that know me well, I'm very competitive. And so when I saw our initial score come through, you know, I was immediately strategizing on how do we improve processes? How do we improve products? How do we get better? How do we use this as a benchmarking rubric? And to me, there's so many reasons why companies certify, but it is the best free sustainability benchmarking tool that you can use for your business. It will literally help you guide the way. And it gives you a game plan for, hey, maybe I'm not where I want to be at this one point. So let's see where we want to go. And so as soon as I joined the company, you better believe I was looking on that next certification, even though we weren't quite through the first one yet, to make sure that we were building a better business for that next time around. And guess what I'm doing now? Getting ready for the next certification to make sure that we keep making progress, because, you know, I just want to make sure we keep doing better for our customers, for our planet, for everyone in between, our employees. It's just so important to us as a business and so important to our investors as well.
Amazing. And obviously today is Earth Day. Is there anything new? I know you mentioned a couple of things, like our sustainability report is out today, so people can go and check that out. Is there anything else like that consultants should know about, that clients should know about this out today? Oh, yes. Okay.
One thing I've been keeping in my back pocket that I'm so happy about. And last year at our annual sales conference, I promised to everybody that we would have carbon neutral customer shipments this year. We have done it. Everybody in the world now who receives an Arbonne product delivered to their doorstep gets it guilt-free, because everybody now has carbon neutral shipping. So, you know, we're very committed to being a carbon neutral company that's really rooted in our direct emissions and also eliminating emissions first. Let's be clear. We want to make sure we're not producing things that we don't need to, including air emissions. But with that being said, we wanted to make sure that we were doing the right thing for our customers as well, and that they could get all of the shipments that they receive, you know, all those wonderful goodies guilt-free delivered, to say the least. The other really cool part is it's not just about expanding this to the customers, but like I said, we are committed to eliminating so much of our carbon footprint. As of last year, we achieved our 2030 goal to reduce our carbon emissions by 75%. In fact, we exceeded it. We are down 82% with our direct emissions, and we've signed on with SBTi to look at indirect emissions and set concrete goals around those as well. So very, very committed to climate action, you know, today and every day. It's Earth Day. I feel like we need to protect the earth. That is the number one way we can do it, so our customers don't have to feel guilty about anything that's being delivered to them now. And we're doing our part as a business to drive that forward as well.
Amazing. And what's next? I feel as if there's got to be a what next, because you're like constantly wanting to improve, constantly like wanting to improve our score. Like, what is next? What are some of Arbonne's goals in terms of sustainability? What's next?
Yeah, you know, and this is not unique to the industry, but the biggest challenges ahead are really around packaging. You know, how do you design a better package when you have disconnected recycling systems? You don't have an economy that's supporting end of life of products. And so we're seeing globally a very, very different regulatory framework emerging. And so as we look to the future, the focus needs to be on products and on indirect carbon emissions, because that is what we call the long tail of emissions. And there's quite a few in there. So product packaging is definitely number one for me next year, this year, all of the years. There's just so many changes going on around that. And then also, how do we build better supply chain systems for indirect carbon emissions?
Amazing. Is there anything else you would like to share with anyone? Anything you feel that needs to be said today?
Oh gosh, that's a lot of pressure.
it's a big one, but I just felt as if, you know, I actually do ask most people that I interview, like, what do you feel the world needs to hear today from you? And yeah. I think it's always good, because it sort of comes from your heart, of course. And it's just something that, yeah, people need to hear today if you're listening. So
yeah, I think as a global citizen, it's just so important to get involved. You know, we're in America, it's an election year, go vote, research things, all of that stuff, to make sure that you're building a world around you that aligns with your values. And this really comes to life when it comes to spending. Like, each of us have the personal power to spend our money in a way that aligns with our values. You can find certifications like organic, non-GMO. You can find the B Corp certification, which to me is the best catch-all for all of those businesses. And especially now that there are 8,000 B Corps out there globally, you have so many options to choose from to know that this company that you're spending your money on is aligning with better practices, is investing in their people, is investing in the way that they're building their products. And so I would just say, vote with your dollars. Like, vote with your dollars every day. Research what you're spending on. Money really is, you know, what drives the economy, what drives the world, but you have the ability to steer that in the direction that you want to see it go. So vote with your dollars. You can do it.
Love it. Vote with your dollars or your pounds or whatever it is. You have, whatever country you're in. Andrea, oh, it's just been such a pleasure. I always learn something from you every single time you speak, every single time we have a conversation. And, you know, from an Arbonne perspective, we are so, well, I am personally grateful and so happy you're with us. And your picture there, you've just got this beaming light. I know that's your background picture, but you've got this big beaming light coming at the back of your head. And I think that's just really important because, you know, Arbonne, as you know, means beautiful tree. And it comes, you know, Petter started this company with people in mind, with the planet in mind. He really, you know, started the company from that place. And it's people like you that continue to carry that torch on and that light on that he started like 44 years ago. So I just want to say thank you on behalf, I'm sure, of everyone in Arbonne, that you're doing the work you're doing and you are driving Arbonne forward in so many ways and keeping us just in line with his original ethos and purpose.
Having a lot of fun doing it.
Having a lot of fun doing it, of course. Well, thank you so much. Have a great day, everyone. Speak to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Remember, download the Yoga Nidra right after this episode. Make sure you have a listen. It's the most beautiful guided meditation that will regenerate your mind, your body, and your soul. Take care. See you soon.